Hey, it's Bethany here. Thanks for being here and listening to another episode of Dialed In. We're going to jump in to a brief explanation of what it means to seek validation and worth outside of yourself. Your worth inherently comes from within you. And if you're looking outside yourself, then you're probably feeling pretty unfulfilled. All right, ready for this? Let's dive in. All right. So what does it mean to seek validation and worth outside of yourself? What does that look like? Well, I always like to give examples of this. So from the outside, it can look like you're killing it at work, that all of your social media posts are happy and perfect and everything looks wonderful. You're posting pictures of your new vehicles. You're getting all the things that you wanted to be able to have a life that you love and have happiness. Maybe you're building your dream house or you're living in your dream house. You have the 2.5 kids and the white picket fence or whatever that is for you, whatever that picture perfect adulting looked like for you, you've got it. Maybe you're getting all the promotions at work. You have your dream job. You've gotten awards. Maybe it may look like showing up for everyone, always being there, being someone that picks up the pieces, that fixes everything around them. But on the inside, okay, it can look like people pleasing, excessive worrying, not being able to sleep at night, having super high stress levels, not living your priorities, strained relationships, hanging on to toxic relationships, unhealthy habits, overeating, overexercising, not taking care of yourself, not sleeping enough. It can look like feeling empty and unfulfilled. It may even be something that sounds like this. Wow, is this all there is? This is it? I got all the stuff and all the things and I have the friends and I live in the right neighborhood and I go to the right church and I say the right things at the grocery store when I run into people and I have the right image out there. And why do I feel so empty inside? All of that, all of those things that I just listed, they were me. And at the time, I didn't realize what I was doing. In fact, I never gave it a second thought, you guys. I didn't know I could be any different, and I definitely didn't know I was doing all those things. I didn't know I was seeking my worth outside of myself. I simply did what I believed was right. I finished high school. I went to college. I got married. I got a good job. I got stuff. All the things. I worked really hard. I saved money. I had kids. And then I got more stuff. And then I built the dream house. I mean, I didn't build the dream house. You know what I mean. And then I did my very best to make everyone around me happy and put on the persona that I was a superwoman. I looked the part. I bought the fancy clothes. And I thought, okay, I'm going to do all these things. I'm going to get this and have all this stuff. And I was incredibly stressed out. And I was working all the time. And I was asking myself, is this it? This is it? This is what I'm doing? And I didn't know why I felt uneasy and why I couldn't sleep. But I just believed if I kept pressing on and I got that next award or I made it through that next work transition, then I'd be happy and fulfilled. But that's not how it works. Now, some of you listening may be like, yeah, easy for you to say. If you know anything about my story, you know that I had a nice corporate job, that my husband built me our dream house, that from the outside it looked like everything was perfect. But on the inside, you guys, I was a wreck. My relationships were toxic and I didn't even know. I had no idea. I was coping poorly in all kinds of areas. I wasn't sleeping. I had to take meds to sleep. And it wasn't until I started working with a coach that I learned what it really meant that happiness and fulfillment were an inside job. I knew that. And if you're listening here, I just did air quotes. I knew that happiness and fulfillment didn't come from having stuff or things. I knew it, but I didn't really live it. And I didn't honestly believe it. I always thought it was easy to say that money doesn't buy happiness because, well, I just wanted to find out for myself. Just let me try. Because I thought growing up that all the people that had all the things and the houses and did the things that I couldn't do because we didn't have the resources, I thought somehow they were happier than I was. So here's the deal. I started working with a coach and I did the work. I began to learn who I was at a deep level. And I started to understand what the difference was between what I wanted, truly, who I was and what I wanted and what I was taught that I should have, do, and be. My complete perspective, my lens shifted completely about myself, about my relationships, and about my life in general. My close relationships, especially my relationship with my husband, improved immensely. And you know what? I let go of all those toxic ones that were dragging me down because for the first time I could see the toxicity. I discovered and I started living into my priorities. Now, this is a process and it's not easy because you have to identify things in yourself and habits that you have and beliefs that you have that you don't like, but I promise you, this work is so worth it. There's freedom on the other side. And as I grew and changed, it impacted my entire family. Everything in my life shifted. You know why? Because you can't change yourself and be in a relationship and not impact, have it impact everybody else. Because when you change, you start responding differently. You start behaving differently. You start taking different action. And that requires the people around you to respond and behave and act differently. Because you have a pattern you develop of what is normal for you and your relationships. And when you start to change that pattern, everything else has to shift too. So for me, and please know what I'm about to tell you is not to impress you in any way because I am a constant work in progress, okay? I'm always in process. I'm in process. I will be for the rest of my life. I'm telling you these things I'm about to share because I want to impress upon you what doing the work, diving in to your worth that's inherent inside of you and understanding that you are amazing and stop seeking the validation outside of yourself, what that can do for your life. Here's what it did for me. I became a certified coach. I began speaking and teaching others how to live a big life. My family and I, we started to dream together and we sold our house and most of our belongings. We enrolled the kids onto school online. And I left my corporate job and I began doing coaching and speaking full time. We bought a motorhome and we traveled the US with our teenagers for about a year. After that, we landed in northwestern Wisconsin where we bought a multi-cabin property that needs a lot of work and we're in process of fixing that up. It's on a beautiful lake. And I'm opening a retreat center and we'll also rent out cabins as an Airbnb. Is my life perfect? You guys, absolutely not. However, I know who I am. I know what I want. And my family and I are closer than ever. I'm taking care of myself now. I'm not looking for me to be okay if everyone around me is okay. The peace begins with me. Calm begins with me and it begins with you too. You are so powerful. I know my worth I feel more fulfilled in my life right now, this moment, than I ever have. And you know what? There is a big, fulfilled life waiting for you too. It just starts with making a decision to shift. And if you're wondering what that looks like, and maybe it seems so overwhelming with all the options that are out there, I have an option for you. You see, as I looked back at all the things I had done and all the work I had done to be able to get where I'm at today, I tweezed out 7 different shifts that I had to make in order to get unstuck and move forward. And I put them into a program that's called the Shift Intensive. It's a 7-day mini course, and it starts on June 21st. Now, if you're listening to this episode and it's past June 21st, no worries. You can still join Shift. You'll just be going over the replays of all the teachings that we've done. The beauty of Shift is that it doesn't end after the 7 days. This is a community of women, of driven women who are ready for change, who want to be able to look back at the end of their life and say, you know what? I left it all on the field. I played full out. I knew who I was. I figured out my dreams, and I did the things to get there. I lived a life that I love. I heard someone say once that at the end of their life, they believe that they would come face to face with their potentiated self, with the person that they could have been if they would have lived full out and done everything to reach their potential. Can you imagine? I've always thought that at the end of my life, that I would come face to face with God, universe, source, whatever you want to call it, and I would be shown all the gifts and talents that I had, and I would be asked, how did you use them? It's not chance or coincidence that you're listening to this. There's a reason, and I'd like to invite you to be part of this amazing 7-day process where you can change your life. If you're thinking that your life is too far gone and you've made too many bad choices, please know that's just lies. It's your mind being scared and trying to keep you small and safe, because let's face it, shifting is part of the unknown, and your mind doesn't like the unknown. So go to www.shiftwithb.com. Shiftwithb.com. Sign up. Don't delay. There is amazing, amazingness waiting for you. There are amazing women waiting for you on the inside. I can't wait to hear from you. Let's do this thing. Let's understand your worth in a bigger, deeper way than you ever have. All right. I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. I so appreciate you being here and spending time with me every single week. Until next time, take action, live big, don't forget to shift, and stay dialed in.